Have kind of a little bit of an odd sermon this morning. Gonna read Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11. I think I'm gonna go up to 5 and go 5 through 11. If you wanna stand for the reading of the word, adopt the same attitude as that of Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be exploited. Instead, he emptied himself by assuming the form of a servant, taking on the likeness of humanity. And when he had come as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even to death on a cross. For this reason, God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Heavenly Father, we ask that you be in this service. Anoint me with the words that you would like spoken. Just fill this church with your glory, and we ask it in your name. Amen. You may be seated. So, Jesus obeyed God by coming as a humble servant to reach all mankind. It's because of God's mercy and grace that we have the chance to bow our knee before our Creator. It's a free gift that we don't deserve. A lot of people seem to think that, you know, God owes us. You know, God doesn't owe us anything. We owe Him. And unfortunately or unfortunately, one way or the other, we will all bow before God, whether it be in repentance or before His throne for judgment. But we will all confess that He is Lord, and we will all bow our knee. And I've talked to some people over the years, and they say, well, you know, I don't swear, I don't drink, I help people, you know, I'm a good person. But being good doesn't get you into heaven. And Romans 3:23, which I forgot to mark them, there we go. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So we've all sinned. We've all, you know, just because we were born, we sinned. It wasn't anything that could be helped. We're in a fallen world. You know, unfortunately, Adam and Eve sinned and broke our world. And so, you know, this is where we're at. So it doesn't really matter, you know, how good you are or what you've done, that you've done everything right, you know, according to the church or according to whatever. Unless you've accepted Jesus and believe in Him, you ain't got it. And John 3:14 through 18 says, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in Him may have eternal life. For God loved the world in this way, He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Anyone who believes in Him is not condemned, but anyone who does not believe is already condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. So that tells us right there, you know, what He did for us and what we need to do. And I know all of us as know the Lord, and you know, that's good. I don't know why God gave me this for a sermon, but I asked him, he didn't tell me, so this is it. In Revelation chapter 3, starting at verse 15, go 15 through 20. It says, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. For you say, I'm rich, I have become wealthy and need nothing. And you don't realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined in the fires so that you may be rich, white clothes so that you may be dressed and your shameful nakedness not be exposed, and an ointment to spread on your eyes so that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be zealous and repent. See, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me. So God is standing at the doors, knocking, wanting us to open up and let him in. He hates it when we are just a lukewarm, where we just, you know, we're not really doing anything for the Lord. And I was going to try to put this up on a board, but I didn't get it done. Has old life and new life. The old life, we were dead. And the new life, we are alive. In the old life, we were enslaved. In the new life, we're enthroned. In the old life, we were objects of wrath. In the new life, we are objects of grace. In the old life, we walked among the disobedient. In the new life, we fellowship with Christ. In the old life, we were under Satan's dominion. And in the new life, we are in union with Christ. So there's a lot to offer when talking to someone and, you know, asking them if they know Jesus. You know, it's an important thing to be able to talk to others and that, and not be picky about who you talk to, but to open up to anyone. We need to be excited about Jesus, to tell others, because I don't want people to have to go to hell. I don't want people to be with Satan forever. That to me is just a horrible thought. So I'm trying really hard in my life, as I'm getting closer to the Lord, I'm trying very hard to allow Jesus to work in my life and to be able to talk to others about him. And it's not an easy thing to do. I have a very hard time with talking to people about Christ. But he's waiting. You know, he's waiting for people to open up that door. So if you don't know Jesus, ask him to come in. He's waiting for you to open your heart. It's a very simple message. And I don't know who it's for, but maybe it's just a reminder for all of us. I don't know. But we need to get a burden for the people around us in this world, that they at least hear about Jesus and how he's waiting for them, how he's knocking on the door. And that, because I don't want anybody to come back to me and say, well, you never told me about Jesus. And then it was too late. You know, I remember when I was a kid, my mom had a little cartoon book I used to set and look at when I was in church. You know, I was young. And I remember that it had this guy who was drinking and living it up, you know, partying and stuff. and somebody had talked to him, but he either didn't understand or he rejected. I don't remember exactly how the story went, but Satan came and, or death angel came and took him, and all of a sudden he's standing in front of the great white throne, and he's pointing to the lake of fire to him, and he's going, but I didn't know. And I thought about that a lot as I've gotten older. And it's like, I don't want anybody to say they didn't know because I didn't share the gospel. Because it just, you know, for me, that's a horrible thought, that someone is going to go to hell because I didn't tell them about Jesus. I made a decision that, well, they wouldn't listen or they wouldn't accept anyway. You know, it's not my place to be judge, to make that determination. That's God's choice. God tells us that we are to go out into the world and preach the gospel. That's it. You know, nothing more, nothing less. So let's try, as we go into this week, to share the gospel with those around us in some form. Whether it be actually talking to them about the Lord, or what it might be, I don't know. But allow the Holy Spirit to lead you into some way of letting people know that you love Jesus and what he's done in your life and what he can do in theirs. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this word. And we ask that you just bring it to life in our lives, Lord, that we can show others what it is that you want for them to know that you're knocking on their door of their heart. We thank you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. If you want to take your hymnals, page 56.